This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. That's a nice song. I love that one. Still dark out. We're actually supposed to get... It's windy and awful, but a couple sunny days, and then rain starts back up again. Did you see that, Vinny? It looks like starting maybe this
weekend. I did. We have rain in the forecast, but yesterday had record highs all over the place.
It was hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was 80 degrees.
It was a sweaty day.
And my house has been, during the day, opened up like it hasn't been since, I don't know, October or whenever. I mean, we had all that smoke, so the house was closed. So, yep. Like, this is the first time in a while it's just been open and breezy,
right,
and nice. Of course, the breezy turned into a power outage at my house. Whether or not that was a preemptive
breezy turned
move,
into, like, a tornado.
Honestly, I would guess that PG&E just decided to turn off the power, but I can't say. I don't know. We definitely didn't get a warning, but
right,
anyway.
Right.
So if you've got power outages, there's an extreme wind event happening at the moment.
In case you didn't notice your house shaking like a leaf last night. Yikes.
Right. The missus didn't sit. When I saw her this morning, she said I didn't sleep 1 minute. And I slept some. I put in earplugs and was able to get a few hours, so I was good. But anyway.
Sounded like a train out there sometimes. But then it would like die. It's like the weirdest thing, and you'd start to fade off, and then...
Oh, you were dealing with sleeplessness too, huh?
Please don't let a tree fall on me.
That's what she said too. I'm like, I don't think we have trees close enough to the house. But whatever, you can be scared of whatever you need to be scared of, right?
Yeah. I mean, sure. Well, you know, there's hills around you. Like maybe one falls and tumbles and cartwheels down the hill and just stabs into the room. It could happen.
Sure. Well, if you're heading out on the roads, I definitely ran over some tree-sized branches, big branches out on the street. So that's going on out there due to the strong winds. But let me begin with
the Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Mm. Visit All Natural Stone for more details. All right, so here's what's happening. The big news, which you've already touched on, is the inauguration is set for tomorrow. Nationwide, state capitals have concerns about protests and riots and whatever. Yeah. So they've really jumped into action, and the National Guard is everywhere. So, and that's good.
Do you have any idea? I haven't heard really what the plans are for, because normally the whole mall fills up and there's people watching and humongous crowd. Obviously, for many, many, many reasons, that can't be happening this year.
Right.
Correct?
No, I don't have any idea. And to be totally honest with you, I've become so turned off by what's been going on when I turn on the news about this specific, that not just the inauguration, but the insurrection, or however you want to refer to it. So I'm not interested. I voted. I'm glad he's taking over. I look forward to the change, but I don't know any of the details about exactly what they'll do. Right. I know that they're not having people. So that's, they're not going to have a bunch of people out there.
They can't.
They're
and
right.
Even if they could, they'd have to have like National Guard screening them. And I mean, it just seems like the whole area should just be clear.
They're going to do as big a job as they can without having
right
a lot of people out. So, but that is tomorrow, and I know that's a big day for a lot of people. That's the switchover, and I'm interested in moving on from that as well. So there's that. That's tomorrow, the inauguration. President-elect Joe Biden becomes President Joe Biden tomorrow. In the NFL.
Yes.
There were some good, fun games over the weekend, and we are now set for the conference finals as Green Bay will take on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Did you watch that game? The one
go
they
Packers.
Played over?
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, you're go Packers? No.
Go Packers. Come
and
on,
then
Aaron.
Buffalo will take on Kansas City. Kansas City's quarterback, the face of the league at the moment, is injured. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can get back. You know, sometimes those head injuries, they just won't let you play, even though you think you can. So I don't know what protocol he's in or if he's going to get to play or not. But without him, they have Buffalo has a very good chance of winning that game.
Right. Because... Yep, they sure do. He's a,
their backup.
A big player.
Yeah, and their backup's a backup for a reason. So,
because he's not Patrick Mahomes.
Right. So there's that. But Green Bay versus Tampa Bay and Buffalo at Kansas City coming up. All right. So I thought this was a unique way to make money during tough times. I know a lot of people have lost work. A lot. Like not.
Yes.
A lot of people have found themselves
their
doing whatever they can
right.
to make some bucks. There's a 37-year-old guy named Shoji Morimoto in Tokyo, Japan, and he's making money renting himself out to do nothing.
Oh. And people are
People are hiring him when they need a body. So he'll get hired to show up at someone's going away party to make the numbers better, or he'll walk in silence with someone who doesn't want to be alone.
Oh,
one woman says
silence.
Yep. Huh. One woman says she hired him when she was meeting a guy for the first time, when she just needed someone to listen to her views on love and not respond. And when she went to apply at a job at a strip club and needed support. This guy was there.
A lot of these things are don't talk. This is his hook. I will be present, but not talk or answer or engage.
Shoji says that he will, quote, eat and drink, give simple feedback, but do nothing more.
Oh.
And since he started the job of doing nothing in 2018, he's had more than 3,000 people hire him.
Wow.
He charges
3 years ago.
He charges $100 per job. And I don't know if there's a market for this in the States here, but 3,000 times he has been hired to do nothing.
That is, wow. You know, here in the States, there are places where you can hire a crowd. And I think it's like casting directors have like a crowd ready to go at any given, like a pool of... You know, people who are in the union, you know, I don't know if it's like a union thing, but there's, you know, a whole thing where you can hire. So, but a single person just saying, I am for rent.
Yeah.
Very nice. Interesting. It reminds me, in a way, though, in a bad way, of remember when there were people who were hiring themselves out as furniture?
No.
For a minute there?
Nope.
Yeah, that was
never
wild,
heard of
though.
This.
They would be like, I am a coffee table. You know, they'd be on all fours and.
And so they'd come to your house,
and
get on
furniture.
All fours, and stay there all day.
Yeah, yep. And then
and
they'd
then,
be a chair. Like what, two people, one guy would be on all fours, the other guy would sit on him and put his arms out, and then you could sit on him as a chair.
And then at 5 p.m., it's quitting time, and they get up and walk out.
Well, whatever time you hired, like maybe if you hired him for a party, you know, you wouldn't want him to leave, right?
Huh.
I know.
Well, it reminds me of the guys that do that sort of artfully out on the street where they've painted themselves and they hold still like a statue.
Yes,
and...
yeah. Look All for right. tips or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, whatever it takes. I mean, you know, people have to eat and have some place to sleep. So, you know, I think I say kudos to this guy. He actually came up with something that... And imagine if you had a nice walk with him. You'd be like, see you back here next Monday.
Well, and my next story is I honestly said kudos in my head. I don't really say that word, but I was thinking, great
Big
job.
Ups. Shout out.
Yeah, I don't know that I say that either. But the point is, you told us a story about Gwyneth Paltrow's website where she sells stuff.
Goop, yeah.
And apparently one of the products she has made available to the people is a candle that smells like her.
Yeah, and actually the title of the, this is a real thing, this candle scent is, this candle smells like my vagina.
Right. So, while I thought that was genius.
You loved it. Charming, right, yeah.
I'm a really big fan of.
Have you smelled her candle yet?
I haven't, but I do have a story. Because I, look, as big a fan as I am of the area and its scent, I didn't get the candle. I never thought about it again until just now. There, but I wondered, would people buy that? And here's a woman. She's 50, Jodie Thompson of North London, England. She got one of the Goop Woman Area candles.
Okay. They were not cheap. I think they were like $75 or something.
Right. And she says, I did not buy it. I won it. That's what every person who has a dildo says too, but whatever.
Oh, I won this in an office raffle.
Right. This was a gift gag or a gag gift, whatever.
I got it at a white elephant party.
Right. I didn't buy it. I won it in a contest, but she says when she lit up Gwyneth Paltrow's Woman Area candle, it exploded.
What?
Oh.
She says an inferno of flames shot from Gwyneth Paltrow's candle area.
Oh, my.
The candle exploded, emitted huge flames, and with bits flying everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, and it was too hot to touch.
Oh.
There was an inferno in the room. So her Woman Area candle burns hot.
Oh, wow.
Her Jody's boyfriend was on the scene at the time, and he was able to get the fire under control and threw the candle outside before it could have burned her place down.
Right.
There's no comment yet from Goop about the flaming.
That candle was sabotage. I mean, that candle, obviously somebody had used that candle and given it some kind of disease.
Yeah, I don't know.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
No, that song has never been so meaningful. Went down, 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 and the
Who knew it would come in handy a second time in less than a month, too?
It's unreal.
I mean, we heard about the ring of fire, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And now we've got the Gwyneth Paltrow. Ring of fire.
Yeah.
Both very different.
But all coming back to
there.
This really the same area, you know.
Right.
That's
very
on
true.
Fire.
So there's that, everyone. Consider did you consider buying one at all?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either. Like I
would want to. I do want to smell it, but I don't want to pay $75 to, and I don't want to go jump through any hoops or sign up for Goop. I'm just not. That's. I do want to smell it though.
It would be right. I also would give it a whiff.
Like, okay. But. Because apparently her story goes, they were creating these new scented candles for Goop and they held that one out to her. She goes, this one smells like my vagina. And they all, ha, 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 ha. And that's.
Oh, so you're saying they didn't specifically.
Oh, no. They weren't trying to recreate that smell. She just smelled it and went, you know, hilariously. And then they named it that.
Oh, I would have thought there would have been a lot of R&D and maybe some swabs and some underwears
and
some things.
At the Vinnie Crackhorn candle factory, there would have been some swabs and what else did you say?
Underwears and things needed in order to recreate or duplicate the scent effectively, like, you know, really nail it, so to speak. Right.
Must be nice
multiple
to be a tester.
Out there, sure, a tester on the
try the
vaginal
underwear,
candles.
Then try the actual product.
Right.
See which one does it. measure up.
This is close. This is pretty close. A little more Bergamo. And then I think we got it.
Bergamo. You know, another great are the things she's hoping for by naming it that, right? These conversations.
Yes, of course. We just talked about Goop for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's working.
It's totally working. It's a fire.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. And although we've had a rough start to the morning, I think we're all in place and everything's going to be fine. Am I right, Bryn?
Yep. Sounds
we're okay.
Great. Everything's
all right. Good.
Yeah.
Swell.
So text us 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says a woman on Neighborhood announced she was lonely and wanted a walking partner. Talk or no talk? Really, just a person to spend time with during this COVID.
Oh,
I lost it. Hold on. During these cars.
Well, there it is. I mean, people, look, if you're looking for something to do, $100 a walk. I mean, that guy in Japan's got it nailed.
Oh, look at this. 925 says, I actually did win my first vibe at a live secret show. Ha ha ha. Valentine's Day in San Jose years ago.
Oh, we did give some away. That is true.
Well, yeah, right. We did.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The good ones, too.
Yeah, really good. The Lilo ones.
Oh, Secret Santa alert. Vinny wants a woman area candle for Christmas. I really don't spend $75 on a candle for me.
I'm doing it. You obviously want the thing. I'm going to get it for you.
Well, I don't, but okay. Let's see here. Oh, someone says yay Packers. Come on, Tommy.
No, Tommy.
Come on.
Come on,
Tommy.
Aaron. Come on. Aaron with his puppy dog eyes. Looks
oh,
like
listen to this. 707 says, we had a 2.3 earthquake in Santa Rosa last night on top of the wind. Did you guys feel, well, I'm in the South Bay. So on Saturday night, I was upstairs at my desk and a 4.5 hit Salinas and everybody was downstairs. I was upstairs. I totally felt it. I walked downstairs and I'm like, you guys, oh, actually I didn't because the kids were still up, but I walked down and went to the missus and I was like, did you feel that? And she goes, nope, what? And I said, oh, we just had a quake. And then she looked it up, and sure enough, it was a 4.5-er.
You know, I think I did. John and I on Saturday night were sitting on the couch, and we both, just a little, nothing, like enough that you felt it, but that you questioned it. And I wonder if that was the one. Do you know what time it was?
It's like 8:01.
That sounds right. I'll have to ask him. If he remembers the time, because I went to look it up and I couldn't find anything that had happened recently, but I looked up right then and then I forgot all about it as you did.
Right. Of course you did. Right. Hey, that's all from this side. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I've got, still award shows. I'll do a little Brady Breeze as a funny thing that happened, and the Super Bowl after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.